I do want to talk about this because a comment that I've been seeing a lot on my videos comes from men. And men feel a couple of things. So they feel like, one, we did better when we had arranged marriages, which we can talk about as well. But they also said that because women outnumber men, it might be in women's favor to be open to non-monogamous relationships because there are simply not enough men out there. What do you think about that?
I feel like, why do we have such a scarcity mindset? Like, I really don't think that way. Yeah. I think abundance. I think of options. I think of choices. So my first instinct is not in lack or scarcity. So I don't even operate from that way. And most people are operating like, oh, it's not enough. It's not enough. Yeah. It's like, we are in an abundant universe.
Yeah.
Let's start acting like it.
Yeah.
whatever you want, you can have it. It's no rules to this life. It's no rules to how you should love or be in a relationship with someone. You can settle if you want to for that mediocrity. Yeah. But if you want more, go get more. That's
all I feel. Okay. Yeah, so that point when people say that, I don't think that resonates with me as much because, again, if you're just thinking from a logical standpoint, there are some women who don't date men, so we remove those women. There are some women who don't want to date at all, so we take those women out. And so it might balance out a little bit more than what people are actually thinking. So I understand what you mean by not operating out of scarcity. But there is a point that did resonate with me from Miss Ali. Very, very interesting and profound woman. Her perspective is that women focus too much on the fact that they have to have a man to themselves. Mm. And so what she was saying is, if you have a man who's paying all the bills, he gives you all the attention that you need, you guys have a beautiful family, and then you find out that he has women on the side, if he's still keeping you happy in every other way that you ask for, is that something that you should be making a big deal? Or should you A, choose to accept it, or B, just walk away from that man instead of forcing monogamy on him?
Ooh.
What do you think about that?
Oh, see, I feel like I label myself as solo poly. So it's a term where I am my first primary partner. Like, I am the main course and I got a little bit of side pieces. You the mac and cheese, you the yams. But I'm the fried chicken.
Greens, potato.
So I know that some people are just meant to have fun with, and some people are not yours. You don't have possession over them, and you can't control. But like, if we can just be in the moment with each other, if they're treating you well in this moment, then let's just focus on that, not focus on what they're doing behind your back or is they disrespecting you. I think it will be much more easier in the long run if we stop caring about what other people are doing and care about what we're doing. Like, you should mind your damn business. Because whatever they're going to do is going to come to the light. And you have a choice whether you can deal with it or move around it. But if they're not physically harming you or damaging you in some way, if they're not bringing you peace, then leave. But if you're having a peaceful journey and they're along with the ride, then cool. But you got to be the main character in your story. Stop making somebody the main character in your movie.
Yeah.
You are the main character.
Yeah.
Cast them out if it's a problem.
Well, yeah. So I do want to expand on that because this kind of ties in cheating. And I know what your thoughts are on cheating, but I want you to explain to them how you feel about the term cheating.
Man, this whole, people really feel some type of betrayal, and I understand, but let's get ourselves out of this equation and look at it for what it is. Most people lack self-control within themselves, and most people don't have the discipline. So we're asking for a lot out of these people if they don't even have the discipline within themselves or master themselves yet. So now we want them to act a certain way and be a certain person that they're not. They haven't even controlled their own desires yet. So I think that if someone continues to act like a victim, you're gonna continue to get your heart broke because you're paying too much attention on someone else and you can't control other people. Like, I'm so sorry, you cannot control them. You cannot control them. And we hand over our power saying, oh, you cheated on me or you betrayed me or you did this to me. You have a choice here. you don't have to deal with other people's actions if they're causing you chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all. Yeah. So I don't even, if I feel like I'm being disrespected or my peace is getting tampered with, adios. Adios, buddy. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't hand over that power and be, and will, like, I've learned now, like, that has nothing to do with me, what you decide to do with your body. And I can't get offended with it, but I can choose if I want to continue this journey with you or not, or love you from a distance.
But that's the thing, and I think all of this kind of circles back to self-love. A lot of people will go through with something that they know they're not happy with, or continue on with someone who they don't really trust because they're scared of being by themselves. Mm. Isn't that something? Like, you would really go through turmoil. You are heartbroken. You're feeling the need to go through somebody's phone. You gotta check his DMs. You do all of that versus saying, yes, it's tiring. All of that instead of stepping outside and being like, let me just be by myself, or let me find somebody else. Just that fear of the unknown or being by ourselves.
Why are we scared of ourselves?
This is a sidebar, and then we're gonna go back to this. This made me think of a video that I was watching from RC Blakes, which, by the way, I'm obsessed with him now.
I love
his content so much.
I'm so glad you sent me that video.
Girl, he is amazing. If you guys don't watch RC Blakes, I definitely do recommend him. He makes content that is kind of geared toward helping women navigate dating and relationships, but a lot of men watch his content too. So he had a video where he was talking about how we have this fear, or we see what other people are doing and it makes us feel like we're behind in life when it comes to relationships. And we've talked about this, the danger zone, the hitting the wall, I'm not married by 30, oh my God, my friends are getting married, I'm not married, and it creates this sense of pressure. And he was just like, take a step back. And it's interesting because he's a pastor, so I just want to point that out, because I know that there are a lot of churches that kind of feel like they need to pray over women who are single, like, oh my God, we gotta get this woman married. I've heard stories like that. Like, I had a homegirl who said that she went to a church and they literally used to pray over the single women. Please let her find a husband. Like, they're like, that type of thing, right? And he was just saying how that shouldn't even be your focus. He's like, how are you focused on trying to find a partner? Your credit score not right. You can't even pay your bills. You don't love yourself. And it's true. Like, we don't focus on that aspect of self-love. And I think that's why we are so scared to be by ourselves, because we haven't been pushing the messaging that you should work on yourself first.
Oh my goodness.
Like, truly work on yourself first. We'll tell people, travel. Go to school, but that's not really working on yourself. Like, do the inner work while you're single so that you are the best version of yourself when you're in a relationship, so you can avoid that toxicity. Woo! God told me to send y'all that message today!
Because I'm telling you, because then you're gonna know what type of relationship style you, that even fits for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And even what you want out of this life. This life is temporary, okay? So let's live it to the fullest. How do you even want to live this life? Mm. How do you want to enjoy this life? You're supposed to enjoy life. You're not supposed to have, like, struggle love. And I think a lot of people just think, like, oh, I'm supposed to stick it out. Force it. No, baby, no!
Yes. Like,
you're not supposed to have that.
Yes.
It's supposed to be ease and flow.
But I feel like this concept of struggle love, from what I see, and you guys can tell me if you agree or not, I feel like it's so heavily pushed on Black women. You have to deal with... Right. I'm a ride or die. And that's something I used to hear a lot of women saying growing up. I'm a ride or die. If my man go to prison for 6 years, I'm sticking by it.
You dying, sis? We dying?
Prison?
For who?
That sounds ghetto. Like, I'm supposed to sit here while you might be in there talking to other women and pause my life for... Like, no, I don't resonate with that type of thinking.
Me either. I don't resonate with even, like, putting myself on the back end, not choosing me above everything, not prioritizing my peace. I don't even resonate with that no more. And I think because I spent so much time alone to realize, like, romance don't define me. It's just like a icing on the cake. But shit, I'm the cake. Like, I'm still going to live my best life without anyone, if they want to join me or not. But you gotta have this main character energy in your life. You gotta be the main role. So now you know, okay, you my sidekick or you my partner in this scene, but if once this scene is over, I gotta move accordingly.
Yeah.
Because it's different scenes every single day you gonna play with.
Yeah.
And this is what it is, it's play. Like, yeah. Everything is play. We've been taking this so serious
though. Girl. Listen, but I do want to know, so you mentioned something about relationships should be easy, you know, it should kind of ebb and flow. So what is your advice for people who are dealing with conflict in relationships? At what point is it, okay, this is something that I should try to work through with my partner versus, no, it's time for me to walk away?
Feel like once you guys are starting to call each other out of your names, like y'all cussing at each other, every conversation is like, it's combative. It's like, I want this, no, but I want that. We're just not compatible. I think we gotta understand we're not going to be compatible with every single soul we meet.
Yeah.
So let's not force it. Like, let's not. If we have a disagreement with it, yes, we can have disagreements. And that's okay, because I'm not going to pressure you into thinking like me. But if I feel like I am, like, neglecting my soul, then that's when I gotta go.
Yeah, okay, because then the respect's not there.
Yeah,
there's two things. I think that trust and respect, those are super, super crucial. Trust, as they say, it takes forever to build. It's a, it takes a second for it to disappear, to dissipate. And I think that once that's gone, for me at least, I think I would have to walk away from a situation. But respect is huge. There are some people who think it's normal to curse at each other. I don't think that's normal. We shouldn't be cursing. We might have moments where we get frustrated, but constant yelling, like, that's just very, very unhealthy behavior. So I agree with that. But we normalize it, though. We normalize that.
We really think, like, toxic love, that means you love me for real, or you jealous, that means you love me. It's very unconscious right now.
Yeah.
That's where we're operating from. So now, if I'm speaking on, like, freedom and how to let your partner just be themselves, it's like, oh, you crazy. That's really what true love is. It's unconditional. But let's be real. We don't, our love has conditions.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You're not gonna play with me. God is the only one that can give you that unconditional
love. Oh, yes. Thank you for saying that, because I said that and I feel like people fought me on this so hard. I don't care what anybody says, any love that you have, the maybe exception that's even iffy is the love between a parent and a child.
Yes.
You need to love on conditions, because if you tell someone, I'm just gonna love you no matter what, you slap me in the face, I still love you, you can kick me, but I love you, you cheat on me, you disrespect me, you still gonna love that person. Love has to have conditions. Relationships need to have reciprocity. If you don't have reciprocity, we are at an imbalance and I got to go.
Yes.
So I'm gonna tell you right now, anybody watching this, I love conditions.
Yes.
I respect you, you respect me. That's the condition.
Yes.
That we have to maintain our relationship.
That's real. That's real. Do not look for me to love you unconditionally. Go to your mama for that.
Go to Jesus. Let me tell you, get right with God. Love God first. That's all you need for that unconditional love.
For real.
So, I do want to touch on forced monogamy, okay? And I know you said you don't follow celebrities a lot, but you know who NBA Youngboy is?
Yes.
Did you see that whole situation that occurred with him and his girlfriend crying on the live?
He got a new girlfriend?
No, his ex-girlfriend at this point.
Was that the Mayweather girl?
No. So, I was talking,
okay. Another one.
So, NBA Youngboy, he's a rapper. He's about 19, I would say, years old. He was dating a 27-year-old.
Okay.
And so she comes out live saying that he cheated on her. She's like, oh my God, I don't know how he could do this to me. And he was like, no. He made his own video and he was like, I told her I will hold down the fort, I will pay the bills, but I like to have multiple different women. She agreed to those terms, and then she realized that once she was in it, that she couldn't deal with it. And so in her head she's like, oh my God, he cheated on me. But he's like, I didn't cheat on you. Like, this is something that I told you from jump. And I think it's something that we see a lot, where men will tell women from the very beginning what it is, whether it's a casual situation, I'm not looking for anything, and we try to change it. We always like to try to build a man.
Oh, we always want to change somebody. Right. We always want to change them.
Except why? Changing ourselves.
Changing our damn mindset. No, like, you, the way you trying to do cartwheels, jump on the pole for him, do all these backflips for him, you're still not gonna make you love, he's still not gonna love you or more than whatever you're trying to persuade him to. This whatever witchcraft you're trying to put on this man, he is still himself, and that's what we gotta accept them for themselves. And accept them. I admire NBA Youngboy. Yes, he's a Libra. Keeping it real with a girl. Like, keeping it real.
Yeah.
I am not. when you are in that high status in life, you know how many women are just throwing themselves?
Yeah.
It's so easy to get pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most men are not gonna turn down pussy. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's thrown at you,
yeah,
they're not gonna turn it down.
Yeah.
They don't have that type of capacity in their mind. Or even that they're not really operating from self-love. They actually boost their ego getting women. Like, that makes them a man for real, for real. Mm-hmm. That really defines them, like, how much women they can conquer, how much women they can sleep with. Because that's the frequency that they're on right now.
Mm.
So you gotta really understand that. You gotta know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, yeah. And so this kind of ties into the conversation where we talk about biology and what's kind of ingrained in us. And so a lot of men will say, you know, it's my natural instinct to want to sleep with a lot of women, to spread my seed, you know, pass on my genetics. I'm always iffy about that because I think that what's different between us humans and other animals or mammals is that we have higher level thinking, right? So it's very possible for you to say, you know, I might have these urges, but I have the mental capacity to not do it. That self-control, like you were mentioning. And even with women, like, if you think about different cycle periods or, like, our hormones and stuff, and sometimes you might be like, oh my God, I really want to have sex right now. But you stop yourself from doing that so you can control that. But on the flip side, with that being said, I think that men just need to be honest with themselves and with women. Like, there are men out there, and I just want to clarify, I do think that there are men out there who really are okay with monogamy, and they're like, I want one partner, that's gonna be my person, that's it. But for the men who are not okay with that, I think where they go wrong is they try to force it, right? So force monogamy, you try to sell women these dreams, you try to live your life according to paper, what you think you should do, and you're really not happy, and then you cause your partner to be unhappy because you cheat. And it's like, why just not be honest from the beginning?
Yes, because they're not honest with themselves. Mm. They're not honest with themselves. They truly want their cake and eat it too. Because if you give a woman the option, like, okay, I'm going to do me, so you do you. But they're like, hold on, like, you can't do you.
Oh,
like, you can't
yes.
do you.
Yes.
I can do me, but you can't do you.
Where do you think that comes from? And I want to talk about that. Because, yes, a lot of men will say that. And then when a woman is like, okay, so do I get to have fun and have other partners too? They're like, no, absolutely not. Do you think that's solely driven by ego?
Yes. And I think as well, because most of the time they call women hoes because they're associated with men. And I'm just like, so who's really the hoe? Like, why does women have to be labeled as a hoe or she is interacting with other men?
Mm.
It really makes them fragile within themselves, like another man inside of their woman. But imagine if she's not having sex with these men, though. Like, she's doing her. Like, are you able to handle that?
Like just an emotional connection.
Yes, like, if she's able to just really be herself and talk to other men.
Yeah.
But I really think the ego is very fragile. You know, they are in competition. A lot of men don't even want to be in competition trying to win you over anymore. It's like, oh, you too hard to get. I'm going to tap out.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? It's like the mindset has kind of shifted where it's like men are saying, no, I want you to compete for me now. But by nature, if we're going by the whole genetics, natural instincts, you are supposed to be competitive. Like, you are the one who's the hunter. Like, you have to have those instincts. So it's always interesting to see how we selectively decide what things are genetic, it's ingrained in us, versus no, we can't absolutely do that. So I do want to kind of touch on some points for those who might be considering non-monogamous relationships. So like I said before, I do know an individual who is a part of a polygamous marriage, and they gave me some tips. So we're just gonna kind of go through these and we can share our viewpoints, and you guys let me know what you think in the comments. Oh, I'm excited. Okay. So tip number one would be to make sure the individuals involved are working on themselves constantly, which we talked about that before. I think if you want to have any sort of successful relationship, you have to manage those insecurities within yourself. So I think that's kind of a no-brainer. So one of the things that they said is that you have to be honest in your self-reflection and see if you can really handle that type of situation. And if you can't handle it, you should not agree to it just to keep your partner. And that, when I heard that, that resonated with me, because even though I've never been in a relationship that's non-monogamous, not intentionally at least, because you know, you deal with some men who got side pieces and you still go back to them, so it's like, what are we doing here? But you do tend to accept a lot of things, again, just because you don't want to lose your partner. Mm-hmm. So again, letting go of that fear of being alone.
It's okay to, like, lose people in this mm-hmm. life. Everyone is not gonna come on here on your journey forever, so we have to be okay with letting go. That's, and can't be scared of when it's their time is up.
You know what, I think that one of the differences that I see between men and women is that when something goes wrong, women are more likely to internalize it. Men just kind of take it at face value. So something didn't work out, all right, well, the person was this, or, you know, it just wasn't our time. But women are like, oh my God, am I hard to love? Like, what did I do wrong? And we carry that weight with us into our next relationships.
Yes. Getting bitter, getting angry, thinking, oh man, it's supposed to be like this. And just holding on to the past. We got to let go of the past.
Yeah.
That was the past. That was there. And now we're here. We in a whole different place in life.
That could be like a whole tangent. So I guess kind of spinning off on that, because I think this is kind of important with this whole dynamic. Do you feel like a person should not be entering a relationship if they have not dealt with those insecurities? Like, do you feel like you can be a work in progress and still date someone, or is that not realistic?
No. It's not. You're just being like too clingy, demanding. Like what we think is normal, or what we think is love, like being clingy, being demanding, having these rules, having this over infatuating, like putting somebody before you. This is unconscious love. That's the old paradigm. Yeah. I feel like we're going to a new paradigm where it's like, it's about you first and then everybody else comes after you. It's like, hold on, let me make sure I'm good, and then I have the even capacity for you. Some people don't even have the mental capacity for all of these relationships or friendships because they haven't even, like, delved deep into their own trauma.
Oof.
Like, haven't even handled their own emotions for real. Yeah. So now you're really a liability. You're a liability.
Do you feel like most relationships that people have are liabilities versus assets?
Oh my goodness. I'm like, that's why I'm not in one, okay? Because I'm like, this is not beneficial to my well-being. Mm-hmm. You don't care about my well-being. You care about the ideal version of how you want me to make you happy. And that is an unrealistic expectation that I can't do for you. Like, you have to already be happy, okay?
Yeah.
Be happy first before you even develop or get involved with other people. But most people can't even seek happiness because I feel like our frontal cortex is so infatuated with romance, so now we feel like, oh, I'm not a complete person until I got somebody sleeping in my bed at night. So we already operated wrong, because I think just because society, fairy tales, the movies, the music got us thinking like we're not a complete person until we have our other half.
Oh, you are my Waverly. I swear to goodness, I'm just about to ask you, how do you feel about the term other half? Do you feel like us having that saying in the back of our mind, is that problematic? Should someone be your other half?
Hell no. I'm like, you are a complete person. You lack nothing. You need nobody for anything. They're just your plus one, a bonus in this life. But you came in here to like achieve something magical with inside of yourself, and you're here just to experience of other souls.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to experience you for this moment in time. I don't know where it's gonna go, but I hope it goes further. But if our time and our season is up, then I have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
But we don't put enough emphasis on the inner work that we have to do within ourselves, because that's what this journey is about. It's like the work you have to heal within yourself. To make you even feel like you are lonely with yourself. Like, do you hear that? Like, we feel like we are lonely when we are in our own company. That is a red flag in itself. And we have to unlearn that behavior, thinking we just need mediocrity around us, nobody with substance in our presence, just because we're gonna be accepted by this society.
Yeah, just to fill in space. I like that though, the concept of a plus one versus an other half. I'm looking for a plus one, not an other half. I like that. That's dope.
Yes, and experience this life with me.
Yeah.
Yes, I get plus one's invitation all the time, but I'm just allowing you in my space, in my reality, and enjoy it. But you have your space and you have your own universe inside of you, and invite me, and yeah. I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah. Oof. That's real. You just said a word. We have to use that clip for a real one. So the next point that the person made is that people can love more than one person.
I love that.
I love that.
I think we need to speak on that, because a lot of people feel like it's not possible to have that love for more than one person. I don't agree with that. You know, I think that you can love different aspects of people. They can bring different, they can benefit you in different ways in your life. Yes. So if I have someone who likes to travel with me, but this is like my going out to eat person, this is my person who I have really deep conversations with, this is my art person, like these are all aspects of myself. But you guys feed me in different ways.
I love that.
Why do I have to settle for one person who doesn't touch on those different points?
And then you're making that person be everything to you. That's exhausting. You want me to be your therapist, your life coach, your daddy, your mama, your parent. Like, you want me to be all... I can't play all those roles. People have different roles that they play in your life. Fill them accordingly. Don't make one person the center of your focal point, your center of your reality. Because just like we have multiple friends that we love and multiple family members we love, why can't we love just in general, love many souls? Ooh. We're limiting ourselves here.
Oh,
we're
goodness.
Not operating really from love if we feel like our love has to be closed off. Like, we're not really operating from like a heart space.
Yeah. Some people might hear that and say, well, you know, those are sacrifices that you make when you're deciding to commit to one person. I really want to know what you guys think about that. Is it possible to love more than one person at the same time? And if you are in a monogamous relationship and your partner told you, I love somebody else, how would you handle that? Do you feel like you have to walk away from that person, or is that something that you can mentally adjust to? Mm-hmm. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Child, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yes.
Okay. So the last point that I was given is that it's important to know that in a non-monogamous relationship that there is not one leader per se. And I think that people think that, like, if they see a man with two women or two plus women, they're like, oh, he's the man, he's the leader of this entire group. But their perspective is that you have to separate yourself from that way of thinking and understand that each person in that unit, they are a leader within themselves. Mm-hmm. They're a lead person per se. And the power doesn't just go to one person. How do you feel about that?
I love that, because we should lead our lives. No one should tell us what to do. No one is our authority figure, our master. Master, what should I do today? Like, how silly is this?
Yeah.
We are not a slave. Mm-hmm. Let's stop acting like we are a slave. We be choosing bondage. We be choosing bondage in these like relationships that cut us out being our authentic self, or cut us to feel like I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't be myself. That is bondage. You're free to be yourself, whatever way that looks like. Start using your own noggin, though. You gotta start using your own mind. But if you're not even connected to how you feel or your own intuition, you're gonna be following what he say or what she say all day long. You're a follower. You don't follow yourself.
So how do you feel about, and we're going to talk, this is in terms of monogamy, when people say that a man is the leader, do you feel like that's a problematic way of thinking, or do you feel like a man can lead in a healthy way that aligns with what your values are?
See, I may be like a different type of breed. Because I got my own mind.
Yeah.
And I have no other like reason to ask you what I should do with my life.
Yeah.
You know, at all. So I feel like you got you and I got me, and what we decide to do together, that's a we. But
okay.
You know, I can allow people to have their comments and their concerns, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not gonna tell me what to do. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have the ability and the reassurance within myself to know what's the best decision for me. I feel like we are equal, men and women. There's no hierarchy. Like, just because you got a dick, that means you're better than me? Absolutely not. Because I got the woman, I give you life.
Okay.
So, you you don't want to be here without a woman carrying you. So I think we're just as important of each other, and we should hold that standard of each other, just respect. And I believe in individuality overall.
Yeah.
I want you to do what's best for you, and I'm gonna do what's best for me. I don't need no leader though. I'm sorry. Okay. I need a, if I need anything, it's just a partner.
Yes. And see, we were talking about this earlier. I think that when it comes to leading and trigger word submission, people are just, they don't really understand what it means. So in my head, a leader is a leader because they know when they should follow.
Yes.
You don't possess all of the strengths or qualities for every different aspect of life. And so when you have a partner, that person is kind of supplementing the areas that you might lack, right? So we kind of balance each other out. And so I guess, God, when it comes to leader, I think that both parties should submit to one another, right? So if we're submitting to one another, in a way, I guess we are kind of both leaders. We're just going to lead in different things, yes, in different parts of life, right? So for some women, they're the ones who are better with finances, right? Mm-hmm. So they do all the accounting stuff. Your man is kind of following you in that aspect because it's like, okay, I'm trusting you to not mess up our bank accounts, right? The woman might say the man is the leader when it comes to protecting in dangerous situations, so you follow your man in that case. And so I don't think that it has to just be one dimensional. Being a leader is kind of like a give and take.
Be a student of life. Okay, we are, nobody knows every single thing, and you know more in this area and I know more here, and like, let's be conjoint forces together. Like, two minds is really better than one. So use your mind, I'm gonna use mine, but let's not turn our mind off thinking like somebody's supposed to carry the weight of our own brain. Like, don't think for me. I can think too and you think too.
I'm a living, breathing human, all right? Thank you. So I guess the final question I have for you, we know you don't want to get married, we know you don't want kids, right? But if you so decided to date, are you okay with coming across someone who dates multiple different women?
Yes. I'm not going to know. I'm not going to ask. I wouldn't ask.
Okay.
I wouldn't care what you do with your life. As long as, like, I'm with you, like, let's enjoy this time. I'm just really here for the vibes. You can call me the fun girl. Like, okay. I come here to truly just have fun here. I don't need you to be certain, like a certain person or play a certain role in my life. Be yourself. And if we enjoy this company together, that's what it is. But it's, I feel like it's much easier for me not having like a goal in mind for a relationship. And just allowing it to flow. So that's why it's so much easier that I'm able to just let things just flow at the pace it does.
So it's no pressure.
It's no pressure.